Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, wrapping up with livestock market economist Darrell Peel up next.
In conjunction with the Oklahoma Hereford Association, don't miss Herefords in Native America. The sale begins at 12 noon, Saturday, December 4th, at the Brooks Cattle Company, Marietta, Oklahoma. Selling about 150 head, including 40 registered bulls, 25 registered females, and 75 commercial heifers. For more information, go to nationalcattleservices.com. And join us Friday evening, December 3rd, at the Ardmore Convention Center for the annual Oklahoma Hereford Association meeting.
Sometime today, Gary Johnson will spend a few minutes thinking about how to make the world a better place. The Enid, Oklahoma farmer knows his involvement in Farm Bureau means he can propose an idea today and see it become policy for the state's largest farm organization tomorrow. Now, this kind of grassroots involvement is why Farm Bureau is regarded as the voice for Oklahoma agriculture. Now, if this sounds good to you, visit the nearest County Farm Bureau office today and learn how we are feeding and clothing the world, one farmer at a time.
With us one more time today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel, who says that the cattle industry has got to face up to a fact. It's time that we start rebuilding the mama cow herd. And that's going to cause some pain as far as the amount of beef available to the marketplace.
We have been borrowing against the future, if you will, really for much of the last decade, and been able to do that for several reasons. As we've worked our way into lower herd size, for one thing, when you start with a relatively big inventory, initially you get to eat that inventory as you work your way down. That buys you some pounds. Over much of that time period, at least the early part of that time period, we had cheap feed. We had lots of incentive to feed cattle to heavy weights, and carcass weights continued to improve, and that offset some of that. Now, many of those things are gone. We're at low inventories. We don't have any additional inventory to eat. We don't have cheap corn, and we're going to have lots of reasons to keep carcass weights under control going forward. And the bottom line is we will not have the ability in the next few years to maintain the level of beef production that we have had in recent years if we don't rebuild the herd. And in order to build the herd, we're going to have to reduce production even more in the short run to make that happen.
So as we reduce production to save those females, that causes some shortages of beef.
It does. You know, if you look at 2010 compared to 09, beef production in total was actually up just a little bit, about a half a percent up. Slaughter was up 2%. But when you break that slaughter down in 2010, it was due almost entirely to increased heifer slaughter and increased cow slaughter. And we just can't keep doing that. At some point in time, we have to save some of those females, put them back in the herd. Our projections right now are that in 2011, we're going to see something like a 2% decrease in beef production. And it's easy, if you look at the numbers and play with them just a little bit, to come up with a 3 to 4% decrease in slaughter in 2011. And so that's going to mean for the first time in this process that the impacts of lower beef supplies and beef production is going to show up at the consumer level.
So we'll test how good the demand is, in other words.
That's what I think makes this really a key. You know, right now we're holding our own with very strong prices, with demand that we know is not really strong, but we haven't really challenged it as much yet as we're going to in the future. So, yeah, beef demand becomes a real key in 2011 when we pressure those wholesale and retail prices up. How much of that can we pass on to the consumers? And then what, you know, that will determine what we can how we can allocate the different layers of the industry down to share those margins below that.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel talking about the need to start rebuilding those mama cow herds sooner rather than later. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, December 11th, and the 29th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition. It begins at noon at the Durant Livestock Auction, Durant, Oklahoma, selling 100 hand-selected limousine and limflex bulls. You can see the catalog online at AmericanCattleServices.com and view the offering and bid online at DVAuction.com. Don't miss the 29th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale coming up Saturday, December 11th in Durant, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.